Okay. So previously on Shir, doing the idea of Onah of Yoter Mishtas or Yoter Mishtas, where right, basically what we're, our idea is we had less than Mishtas, where it's less than a sixth, right? Less than, let's say, 17%. So it's like, let's you overcharge by like 10%. So then it's like Mechila, right? We discussed, is that automatic? Is that like just a natural part of Mekahumimka? Is that part of like market pricing in and of itself? Is that like always has a sort of flexibility that less than a certain percentage is just natural like price range? And then we talked about the option. No, that really, that's also not, that's also totally aser. But you know, you have like this sort of flexibility given to you by the Torah, that like we're not going to extract that from you because it's too hard to like enforce. It's like impossible to really prove as a second option of the Rosh that like it's aser, but you can't really prove that you did it because like how do you find such a precise measurement, right? Nafkamina between those two was in cases where there is a precise value. It's something that's on the market. It's like generally markets for like at a time of sale have like an actual clear value, a clear market value, or something that's under government price controls, in which case there's an object, there's an actual value, like exactly how much you're supposed to sell it for. And then this other idea that no, like it's really mechila, right? And it's really totally about the person's das. And we discuss the option, okay, it's automatic das. Or it's actually practical das, and then if it's like a katan who doesn't have that type of das to be mochel, or if the guy really just isn't mochel, so then in a hanami they could claw back the money. That was less than a shtus, right? Then also discussion of shtus itself. We had that discussion: is it gezel? Is it more gezel based? Is it more of a haftarah kamocha based? Is it more about being nice to the other person, respecting the other person, or is it sort of like a real financial crime? And now we're talking about Yosef Mishtas, where it's you're overcharging by more than a sixth, right? So let's say you overcharge by, let's say, 20%. Then what happens is overcharging of by more than a sixth, what happens? It's Mevatel the Mekach. So our question was, why? How does it Mevatel the Mekach, right? Is that just like a din in Onah? Or is that something more universal about business deals as a whole? Okay, so we saw that. The Gemara says that. Yosar Ashtos, the Mekach is Batel, right? And that's also within a certain time frame. Okay? And the Gemara points out, Shtos, when it's a sixth, Mishin Nis'aneh Chozer, Vilu Yosar Ashtos Shnehem Chozer. When it's a sixth, so only one of them can be Chozer, right? But if it's more than a Shtos, then both the seller and the buyer, right, both the person who's overcharging and the person who paid too much, who got cheated, both of them can back out. Now, what's funny about that, right? This is Gemara Babasra that kind of says the opposite, because that would be unfair, is that now the person who's cheating, right, the person who's overcharging, now walks out with added rights because he overcharged, right? So Tosfos is bothered by that. Tosfos says, wait a second, that goes against the Gemara Babasra that says that the price goes up, the seller can't take the can't back out. Because the buyer who got cheated originally can say, Ilav de'oni tani, if you hadn't cheated me, right, you wouldn't be able to do this. So now that you cheated me, you're going to be better off, right? It's like an appeal to justice. So the answer is, but here it's a case of Yosef Mishtas. That was just a case of Shtas. Clouds, as if there was no sale at all at this point. It's a mekach, and it's as if I said I was selling you wine, and it turns out it was vinegar. So I didn't sell you. I didn't give you what I said I was going to give you. Right? It's not that this business deal, right, I charged you too much. I literally just didn't charge you even remotely what I was supposed to charge you, right? Because I said I was giving you wine and I gave you vinegar. We never agreed to this. It's not like the business deal, right, is somehow to your detriment. There is no business deal, right? You just lied to me. You said you owned it, and it turns out that you don't own the Brooklyn Bridge, right? Turns out. Seems like nobody really owns the Brooklyn Bridge. right? But so therefore, he says a mekachtos, the sale never happened, and therefore everyone could back out, not because they really have the right to back out, as much as simply because there was no sale. Okay, and that basically changes our whole perspective on yos an ona yos tamishtut. It's not another type of ona, right? It's really just, it's not even ona at all at the end of the day. It's just a mekachtos, right? There's just no sale. So it takes us out of the world of ona and brings us into the world of mekachtos, and it's like a totally different thing. Right? It's functioning based on the rules of mekachtos, which say, like, okay, if you sell somebody wine, but really the barrels are filled with vinegar, then it's just not a valid sale because there was no sale. There's no agreement here, right? We're talking about two totally different things. So same thing here, right? If you overcharge by more than a certain percentage, it's just so mugzam, it's just so far beyond the like sort of das of a normal person that it's like it's just totally not connected to reality, and therefore it's a makachtos. There just is no sale. Then he offers the shita of Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Mordechai the Rambam, and he says, "Tir, it's the hasam kishein halokeach tovel nasa lakach ina mocha yachal achzavos." No. Of course, ona yosem ishtos is a din in ona, and that really the seller or the cheater can't now cancel out the sale. It's the right of the nitaneh, of the person who's got overcharged, to ask back for his money. However, that's only when. So I say, and then he could also, instead of trying to cancel the sale, the nitaneh, the person who got overcharged, can also ask for his money back, even by yosu bishtas. Now that he's asking for his money back, what did they agree to? They agreed to a sale of X amount of food or X amount of wheat, right, for $100. And now the guy's taking back his 20%, and now it's X amount of wheat for $80. So now the seller can say, look, I never agreed to sell you this wheat for $80. I agreed to sell it to you for $100. You're right that I was overcharging you, and you have the right to back out. But if you're backing out, right, or if you were asking for the extra money back, then I can say, look, but I never agreed to sell it to you for 80. I agreed to sell it to you for 100, right? He says, look, I never agreed to the sale to sell it for 80. For 80, I agreed to sell it for 100. Right? So there are two important differences. One is, according to the first one, there's no sale, right? And there's also no din of ona here. It's really just a din of mekachtos. According to the second din, right, according to Rivam, it's totally a din of ona, yosu bishtas, right? It's just that once the guy requests back his money and changes the terms of the deal, right, once I am altering the deal, then it's no longer the same deal, right? Okay. Right, so that's right. Really, just Lisa's option is ona yosem is just a din of mekachtos, a totally separate din, or it's a din of ona. And then the let's skip over Rambam. Rambam basically says that it's a din in bittol, right? The Rivam said that the mekach was kayam, but the mecher, but then the mitaneh can go back and demand his ona. The Rambam says the mecher is batel, right? But it's batel midin ona. And therefore, the nafkamina of that, which is very interesting, is that you know, now the prutos. So even though the mecher is theoretically batel, if the amount that you'd have to return is only prutos, right, small change, then you don't have to return it. Right? Which is funny, because if it's a mekachtos, then it means that the money belongs to the original guy. Of course, you have to return it because it would just be gezel, and gezel applies by prutos. Right now, it says even though it's batel hamekach, the mitaneh is able to be machzir. Right, and there, but it's a din in ona. It's not a din in mekachtos, which is an interesting kind of like in between shita. And therefore, so you have within the din of ona, it could be the din of ona. Therefore, that there's a mekach and the mitaneh has the right to cancel, or that there is no mekach, but right, it's letovat the mitaneh, and he could decide to keep it. Right. Okay. Okay, yeah, sorry, it's the riff. I'm sorry, doing Chazara on like a week and a half, like 2 weeks ago. I think it's important just because it's very sort of this, like these are the main chitas. The riff holds, really, it's a mekach tos, right? Like the first chita in Tosfos. But unlike Tosos, he's not willing to go and say that the cheater will prosper, right? Because cheaters never prosper, right? How's the song go? There's a song, no, but cheaters never prosper. Kindergarten? No one's been to kindergarten? Only I've been to kindergarten? Oh my gosh. I'm so old that only I've been to kindergarten. Or that they don't do that. So, no. Cheaters never prosper. Song, no? I'm gonna look it up afterwards. I'm gonna send it on WhatsApp.
Like, I've heard the line. I didn't know it was a song.
I think our
Oh, it's
kindergarten
definitely,
joke
there's
is less
like
moral
a
than yours.
kindergarten rhyme into it. I'm gonna find that. I'm gonna find it and I'm gonna send it on WhatsApp.
Our
Give
kindergarten
me the
joke is
next.
less fair.
Yeah.
I hear that. You're saying like used to be, saying now they're less fair or they used to be less fair.
I mean, cheaters
You're saying
clearly
the fact that we
prospered
were
in our
old.
kindergarten.
Oh, okay. I think that, or you could say the opposite. The fact that we had to have a rhyme that cheaters never prosper means that there were cheaters, right? But instead of punishing them, we just like said the truism, like, oh, they'll never prosper, instead of actually dealing with the problem. Depends how you pay attention. So the riff though says we will enforce the cheaters never prosper. So really it's a mekach tos, but as like a knas derabanan, we like, we slap down on him and we say, no, like you're not gonna benefit from this. So we make sure that only the chi'i can benefit from the fact that he got onad. So if the price goes up, the cheater can't benefit from that, even though it's really a mekach tos. So really there's no mecher. Really the stuff still belongs. Let's say the wheat is worth $100 or it's worth 80. And then what happens, right? He sells it to him for 100. And then wheat shoots up because there's a war in Ukraine and Ukraine can't export any of its wheat. And now wheat is worth 150. So the seller is like, ha, it was on us. It's a mekach tos, so I never really sold it. So it's still my wheat. So now I'm going to go and sell it to somebody else for 150. Right? So says the riff. In come the Rabbanan and says, no way, you shagets. And right, and we basically just don't let him benefit, because cheaters shall not prosper, and we make it the sellers, even though really it's a mekach tos. Okay, the Rush brings down machine Rabbeinu Yonah. This Rabbeinu is like, just not happy in this whole sukkah, yeah. It's like, well, neither one kind of fits with either Gemara, right? The Gemara Babasra seems to say that you can't be chozer, and Gemara Bava Metzia seems to say that you can't. So Rabbeinu Yonah basically says the whole idea is that it's like mitla tai v'kai. The whole kinyan is like hanging in limbo. So you've done the ma'aseh kinyan, but it hasn't been chal yet. His lashon wa is like, it's as if you did a mekach u'memkar without doing mashiach. What's hilarious is because like they actually did mashiach. So I can say it's as if they didn't do mashiach. And his point is like there's a ma'aseh kinyan in a hanami, but it wasn't chal yet. Why? Because there's no das, right? There's no gemiras das of the konen because he doesn't really know what he's getting into. So he says there was a ma'aseh kinyan, but it hasn't been chal yet because there's no gemiras das inside the konen because he's still being duped, right? And because of that, what happens? The whole kinyan is like is mitzvah tali v'kai until such time as the koneh realizes what he got into and like decides whether or not he's okay with it, basically, right? So then, once he finds out, that's when he's koneh. Now, what's also good is that it explains a big problem, which is something that the Rambam kind of sneakily avoided. When it's onah, you have the option of asking back the money, right? By Yosef Ishtos, the Vashmos of the Gemara, is that either you can mevatel the whole thing, or you can accept the whole thing, but you have no option of asking for your money back, for the extra money back, right? Which kind of works out poorly, Because if it's, and the Gemara actually has funny cases like this, where someone dafka pays extra so that they could hit exactly onah, so that the mecher would still be kayam, but they would get their extra money back, right? But if you do too much and you get into yosem mishtas, then you're stuck, right? Because then you either have to move back to the whole mekach or just accept the fact that you paid too much. So the Rivam said, oh, no, you could also ask, of course you could also ask for the onah percentage back, right? You could just also, you have two options. You could also be mevatel and also ask for the extra money back. I mean, Yona says, oh, you know why you can't ask for the money back? Because when are you actually doing the sale by Yosef Mishtas? Only right now, right? Because that's what the Gemara's Das is. And if you know how much it's worth right now, okay, you know how much it's worth. So it's midaito, right? You knew how much it's worth and you accepted it. So there's no way for you to back out and be like, oh, but if I'd only known how much it's worth, right? Because you knew exactly how much it's worth and you accepted, you decided you wanted to be koneh anyway. So now it's not onah anymore, right? Because it's a case where you told the guy how much it's really worth and that you're overcharging. Once you make it explicit, it's not onah anymore. Yeah. Questions? Yeah, Tila.
Yeah, I apologize if you said this before. I'm just trying to think. The Shita of the Rebam, does that like accord nicely with the different options for like time frame in terms of how long you have Lachzorbo?
Yes. Actually, one of the questions on the other side, the idea that it's actually not a din and onah, it's a din mekachtas, is the fact that there's this time frame that's the onah time frame. Exactly. I think the Rivam Dafka works very nicely with the fact you have this time frame because the onah time frame is ad shira latagar, until you have enough time to have shown it to another merchant or just a relative who would understand these things and how much it's really worth. Once you have that time, so you had enough time to really ask somebody how much it's worth, so now like onah doesn't apply, but if it was mekachtas, there was no mecher. So you'd have to do a new kinyan, like watch that time frame matter. Now, for the riff and the Tosfos, I think it's a very good question. I think the Rabbeinu Yonah cleverly dodges that as well, because Rabbeinu Yonah, the Maisa kinyan was really happened. It just isn't chal yet because you don't have Gemiras Das. And when do you have Gemiras Das? When you become aware of what you got yourself into and you accept it. And when does that happen? Generally, right, Ad Shira Latagar, because that's when you have had an opportunity to find out that you got overcharged and you're still okay with it. So Rabbeinu Yonah, actually, even though he thinks it's a Mekachtas, right, also would fit the same time frame because it's not totally Mekachtas. It's a Mekachtas, and therefore there's no Gemiras Das in the Kenyan, right? But it would actually fit the same sort of time frame. Now, what's interesting is that in the Gemara, all the way back, the whole time frame thing is not so pasha. It's pasha according to Rava, right? That Yosef Shos Pitzomekach, Shos Kanu Machzi Onav, Zev Zev Chdesh Yerah L'Tagar, L'Krovo. But there's like a lot of back and forth, both about the Zmanim. There's this whole sugi about Rav Tarfon and Tagare Lud, and like what the time frames are for different things. And even there's like Rav Yosef argues on Rava and has like a different shita about like both being able to be machzir and like shtus, exactly how it works. So it is possible to like kind of avoid that. But with the time frame thing, it definitely is mashma that it's like a din onah. Right? You could argue like, oh, bedochak, like since you know what the actual object is, it's only the value that you didn't know. So once you know, so it's not a mekachtos anymore, but you should still need like a new ma'isa kinyan pash, like the pash does. So it's a good pash that on the Tosfos and the Rif, that we limit it to that time frame. But I think you can answer like, okay, well, if the guy who sold it meant to sell it to you, and you now decide you still want it. So, like, he still has das for you to be konen. You have it in your possession. So, memela, like, you're kind of konen. It's in your chatzer, right? It's in your hands. It's not insurmountable, but it's just a little bit strange. It doesn't fit as nice. The fact that the Gemara says that, like, both of them could be chozer, right? Obviously works definitely better than the Megar Tas idea. But the time frame definitely implies stronger there. It's a no. Oh, and that's exactly the next Gemara. It says the Gemara, Ibailu, Bitul Mekach L'Rabbanan, L'Olam Chozer, Oduma, L'Kteshi Yirai L'Tagar, O L'Krov. And the Gemara actually really asks this question. I think exactly as Tilos pointed out, like this Gufa could be, or the Gemara asking our question of, is this a Dinin of Ona, or is this like a Dinin Mekach Tavs? Right? Is it like a right that thus Chi'i can demand compensation, or is it like just a reality of the sale that there wasn't a sale that it's bought out? So Umar asks, like Bitul Mekach L'Rabbanan La'Olam Chozer Odom L'Chteshir Alatagor L'Krova. Imdus L'Chteshir Alatagor L'Krova Ma'ika Bein Shtos Liosar Shtas Ika Ilu Shtos Mishnitz Ane Chozer Liosar Shneim Chozer. Right now, what's funny is that doesn't work out so nicely because Bitul Mekach L'Rabbanan B'Chteshir Alatagor L'Krova, right? If it's La'Olam, sorry, if it's both Bechdeshi or the Tagar, right? So then emphasizing that the difference between Shtos and Yosu Bishtos is Dafka the fact that Le'olam, sorry, is that both of them could be Chozer. Dafka emphasizes the Mekach Tawa side of things, right? But Dafka, the time frame of Achir or the Tagar emphasizes the Onah side of Yosef Mishtas. Right? So it's a bit ironic, right? That they're like making that point. Unless Dafka is somewhere again where maybe Yonah, while his Shita is very Mechudash, works nicely because he kind of straddles the fence between Ona and Mekach Tavos, and it's kind of what the Gemara here is doing too, right? You're limited to Bechdesh or El Tagar, but Shneim Chozrin, because it's kind of a Mekach Tavos too. It's also a din in Ona, but it's also a din in Mekach Tavos, right? Some sort of like, the idea of me, it's like a hybridization of Mekach Tavos and Ona kind of works out very nicely in the Yachas here. So, Tashma, Chazer Lidi Rechachan, okay, let's skip that, right? So, Bitul Mekach L'Rabbanan La'Olam Chozer, Amai Chazer. So, Amar Rava, Yosel Shtos Bitul Mekach, right? It seems like the maskana is zev zebich leishra tagar, but again, in the Gemara itself, it's not so pasha. Okay, so you could definitely argue that it really should be la'ola, and if you think it's really mekach taos, you could argue on that, right? The Gemara itself, Rava says it's zebich leishra tagar, but it's not so clear that the Gemara thinks it's pasha, right? You also have the Shita of Rabbi Nassan, Rabbi Nassi Omer Yad Mocha Al Yonah, Rota Omer Lo Temi Mechi, O Temi Masha Itani, Zebechne, Mechdeshu Al Atak, Le Provo, Rabbi Nassi says by Yosef Mishas you could also pick. You could pick which one to do. You could also demand to be Vatal Mekach, which definitely would be like a Dinan Onah, right? But you could both be either Mavata or demand back your money. So there's a lot of dynamism in the Shitos and the Amoraim. And I think part of what's happening in this Gemara, both in the fact that like there's different gradations in the Amoraim, and also the Gemara is just like not sure how to put the pieces together, is that they're really bothered by the questions that we've been asking. Right? This Gemara is like, well, okay, according to the Rabbanan, is Yosef Mishtas forever because it's like a Mekach Tavos? Or is it only a Chdesh Yerel Tagar? They're like, well, if it's Chdesh Yerel Tagar, so is it just Ona? So it's just no, because it's also kind of Bitul Mekach, because Shneim Chozrin. And they're kind of being like, okay, it's kind of both. It's kind of these two elements here. And like, how do we balance them? And that like really just carries through the Gemara. Is this a Din Mekach Tavos? Is this a Din Ona? Okay, so just like going through the Nafkaminas, we have right? Can the mima'ame, the person who done the cheated, be chozer? Can be mivato? If it's a mekach tos, right? Both of them could, because there was no mekach, right? Except maybe as like a knas of ki ilav de only time, right? But if it's a din no na, then only the mit'ane, the person who got cheated, should have that right. Can you demand back the demei ona instead of being allowed for the mekach? If it's a mekach tos, again, right, explains why you can't, because there just was no mekach. How can you ask back money that you never, that just never really transferred in the first place? If it's a din ona, then it makes a lot of sense to say that you should have that. Although, again, you could say that, like, no, the Torah gave you like different shlavim, and like also maybe if it's more than ona, then the Torah also wanted to kenas the seller more by taking away the whole mecher. Inona leprutos is another nafkmina. If it's a mekachtos, of course, they would apply to prutos because it would be gazel. If it's a dinona, inona leprutos, right? And that's what the Rambam, even though he says it's a betel mekach, the mekach is just batel bimela by itself, it's still batel bidinona, not bidin mekachtos. And the Zman Chazara, right? If it's ona, it's miyanshi relatagar. If it's a mekachtos, then theoretically it should be laolam. Although again, you could say once you could have shown it, once you know that you overchecked or you didn't go back, some mamila that shows that you want it and you bought it. And another nafkamina would be, let's say, like bitul mekach by karka. Okay? There's another possible nafkamina, which is, let's say, there's an idonala kakos, right? That's one of like the rules of the Mishnah, is like if you overcharge by karka, so there's no dinamona. But let's say you did more than ona. Let's say you did yosem mishtas. If it's a mekach tos, so then mekach tos applies to karka too, right? If it's a din ona, you don't know the karkas, right? So a little bit you have to also ask, well, what's the din of you don't know the karkas? But if it's a din of mekach tos, then that should apply. And then yosem mishtas at least should apply to karkas as well. And that's what the Gemara asks. Amar Rava. Amar Rav Chisda by Rav Ami, Ona in lehem, Bitul mekach yesh lehem, O in lehem. Right? Again, the Gemara is basically asking this core question. What about karka? Does karka have bitul mekach? Does it have yosem mishtas? So Amar Rav Nachman, Hadar Amar Rav Chisda, Pashat Rav Ami, Ona in lehem. Oops, not in lehem, but bitul mekach yesh lehem. Right? Rav Ami says, Pashat, there is a din of mekach of bitul mekach when it's more than ishtas, but not of ona. Right now, again, this could be a din in Yosu Mishtos being midin mekachtos, and mekachtos applies to karkos as well. Alternatively, you could say no, even within the karkos, that's like a more limited din, and that only applies to ona shtos. But when it comes to ona Yosu Mishtos, right, the karkos doesn't apply. We'll have to explain that. Okay. Rav Yona Amar Ahekdeshos, Rav Yomi Amar Akarkos. Okay, they actually discuss when we say Ona, there's no din of Ona, but there is a din of Mekach Ta, of Bitul Mekach, of more than Shtas, right? We also say Inona Lehekdeshos. Would that also apply that like Inona Lehekdeshos to Yosem Shtas? So, Rav Yomi Amar Ahekdeshos, Kol Shekhen Akarkos, if you think that Ona of Shtas applies to Hekdesh, then of course it applies also to karka. If you think that the ona of Yosef Mishtas only applies to karka, then it won't apply to hekdesh. Okay, Shmuel hekdesh shavim mana shechil lasha pruta mechol. Shmuel has this din that you could be put the hekdesh onto less than its value. That's a discussion, a different discussion. So Rashi explains this question in the Gemara. Ayesh lemo in lehem mi amra me'al tonu hu divimot. Do you say that in ona that that onav yosem mishtas is midin ona, and ona right says you can't take a shtas v'halav v'chlal onahu, but yosem mishtas isn't part of ona ela mekach tasu, right? If karka, if ona of more than a sixth is midin mekach tas, so then karka would also have the din of mekach tas, right? So if you charge 30% above market price for karka, there'd be a din of ona, right? Because it's a mekach tos, right? And what's geshmak is A, logically, that's good enough to be done, which we could come up with by ourselves. But the Gemara actually asks it. And it asks it like as a nafkamina, right? And Rashi himself says, oh, this is a nafkamina of this chakira. Ol Dilma, kiva de lav davar shabimidahu, velo ate bidibure, kashar dinonahu. I already say no, right? Ona of Yosem Ishtas is just like any other din of Ona. There is dinim of Ona up to Ishtas, and there's dinim of Ona more than Ishtas, and there's two different subcategories of Ona, right? So Rashi just makes this chakira. He says, ah, is Ona bidin mekachtaos, of a din in mekachtaos, or is it a din in Ona, right? So that's actually a super deep tradition, right? And that's exactly the Gemara's question. And that's what Rashi thinks the Gemara is actually asking. Right? The Gemara, according to Rashi, is actually asking this Lakira, is Yosef Mishos Midin Mekachtas or Midin Una? And the Nafkarina is Karka. Okay. We're debating. Should we dive into Inona Lekarkos? That's like a separate, it's also its own separate topic. You know, I'm just going to see how, I'm trying to remember how long that section is. So maybe I will decide based on that. So, you know, like our cause is like its own. I think I'm going to save that for Wednesday. And we'll still, you know, like our cause then, because it's big and then come out like, sorry, it's up in the middle. Okay, shukach. Yeah, questions, objections.